Sybil, Jay, our man is on the phone. General Russell Honore. Good morning, sir.
Morning, General.
Good morning. Reporting for duty. How's Tom Jordan doing?
I need you. Sir, people have gone crazy with these guns.
Tom, I tell you, this whole idea with this open carry is absolutely crazy. It makes no sense. It's confusing people. It's putting our police officers at risk. And it's causing friction in the community. This idea that you carry a gun anywhere, anytime, is absolutely stupid.
And so what's the answer, General?
I think we got 31 states with this stupid law. Mm-hmm. And Louisiana signed up for it after Texas did it because we wanted to be like Texas. We even had it at one point in time where you take your gun to church.
Right.
And then the minister said, no. So they left a clause in the law. I think we're going to have to start saying, if I'm going to go to your restaurant, I want a sign on the door that says no open carry. I do not want to go in an establishment where everybody got a gun, because if something happened, it's going to look like that place out in Texas in Waco when the bikers started shooting at each other, and we ended up with a dozen or so people dead. Because nobody's know who's shooting at who. That is absolutely crazy. And people are going to have to start voting with their feet. I will not go in a mall that has open carry. I will not go into a restaurant that has open carry. And we need to start speaking with our voices until we get these politicians' mind. Because you know what? You can't go in Tiger Stadium with a gun. You can't go in the Saints game with a gun. Why are we carrying guns in and around malls and in grocery stores? That's absolutely stupid. This hashtag idea or bumper sticker, a good guy with a gun, is absolutely stupid.
You said there are 31 states with the open carry laws?
Yes, sir. This thing has gotten out of control, and you can see the stupidity of it when right now the National Convention for the Republicans is going on, and you got people walking around with rifles. How stupid is that? I mean, we have been tagged as a nation of guns. This is a country that used to be known as a country of democracy and freedom. Now we're being defined by a gun because there's a group of lobbyists and the gun manufacturers who overpowered through political donations too much of our political process. Matter of fact, they've hijacked our national government, and they've always been successful at getting these laws passed that are just absolutely stupid.
Do you think the passing of these laws for open carry were for the benefit of the gun manufacturers to sell more guns?
Absolutely. Every time
I can't think of any other reason. I can't think of any other reason to pass a law like that.
Absolutely. And every time we have a shooting, Tom, the sale of guns go up. Mm-hmm. There'll be a spike in gun sales today, all over America.
And the stock market. And
that's right.
Yeah.
General, let me ask you this. We've had a general who was a pretty good president, or some said that he was, before my time. And let's just say today you were president of the United States or the governor of Louisiana. And in light of what happened in Dallas a week ago, in light of what happened yesterday, what would you be doing today?
I'll be talking to the people every day and making sure people understand that our nation's not coming apart. Our nation's not at war. We have some isolated incidents that have happened in America. They continue to happen. They will always happen. And this spike in these attacks on police, they're just that. And we've got to deal with them and compartmentalize them and figure out what is this trend that's causing these young men, in this case two of them, a former military soldiers, to be radicalized, what it looked like, through some online sources and go out and start shooting police. That's absolutely stupid. And we need to recognize that these are isolated and deal with them. And we need to prepare our police in certain regards through the 21st Century Police Act that was signed by the president. It wasn't an act. It was a proclamation of this is what we need to do to police in the 21st century. I think we need to tie that to federal funds going to the state. Just like we've got issues tied when you get federal money for roads, mm-hmm. they've got to be so high, so wide.
Right.
I think the money that go to states ought to be tied to them adapting the 21st century law enforcement, which requires cameras, it requires de-escalation training, it requires demilitarizing the police, and more training and better pay for our police officers.
Well, where do I sign up for a general honorary for president? Because you, Justin...
you know, in Baton Rouge, a police officer makes less than $15 an hour as a rookie, Tom and Sybil. So immediately he's got, or she has to get an overtime job to be able to take care of the family. That's absolutely stupid.
Yeah, you're
right. That makes no sense at all. What we're asking them to do. So we've got to get them better de-escalation training. And we need to get them martial arts training, Tom, so they can better handle a perpetrator when they go up to them, as opposed to pulling the gun as the first response.
General Russell Honore.
In 3 minutes, he's giving
answers.
Us more solutions.
Just 3 minutes. Got all the answers right there.
That's it. It's not that complicated.
No. Well, we need peace in Baton Rouge. We're asking people to calm down. Let's pay respect. Let's bury these policemen. Let's seek justice. But let's give peace a chance here.
Amen.